Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Derek Osborne.
And I am Emily Hudson.
And this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today our guest is Antonio Filio from Nuvail. Welcome, Antonio.
Hello, Emily. Hello, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role within Nuvail?
Yeah, sure. I'm a head of machine learning and artificial intelligence division in Nuvail. And my responsibility here is to manage the people that make the solutions for document analysis and other projects running our company. Right now, our main focus is in document analysis, and we are trying to make some facilities for big or small companies that have most of a back office in structured documents that have been passed from scanners or even mobile phones, take some pictures of those documents. And we're trying to extract this information and maybe collect all the information, save it in a data set for the own client, or even send this information to another client if their wish.
We hear a lot about all of the data that is being created in the world. A lot of times this data that's being collected is unstructured data. It's raw data, and we need to figure out a way to work with it. Can you talk a little bit about the type of unstructured data that your company is typically working with?
Sure. So basically, when you say that exists some unstructured data in the practical world, is basically image that came from a scanner, or even for mobile phones that can take pictures of documents, and you have basically on one image textual information on that, right? So the basic idea is that image itself is too raw to be manageable. So the basic idea is translate this image information that is basically a text into an editable format. So it could be a spreadsheet or something similar. And that transformation can help a lot from various stages of process that major companies have in their backlog. Imagine that even though right now the digital world have a lot of options for digital documents, we still have many of our process using physical documents, right? Like contracts or receipts or something like that. And those documents still have value. And sometimes some companies want to collect those data and transfer to another company or to themselves to make some data analysis or something. And that is a struggle because you have a physical document and you don't have an easy way to collect this data. So that's where OCR, that optical character recognition algorithms, can play with. And it's not so only this OCR application. We have to take care of about the image quality and how is the preparation of that image in order to collect the most information as you get in order to have the correct information itself. So the entire process is collect those images and prepare this image for the OCR equipment. And after that, you can restructure it in an easy way to send or to keep in some database.
So optical character recognition is sometimes it works fantastic, but sometimes it's absolutely terrible. Can you tell us a little bit about how, when you're making these models, how you define accuracy and what type of accuracy levels that you're able to see?
Yeah, sure. Well, the most basic accuracy measure that you can take is comparing the ground truth text that you want to take and the text that OCR outputs, right? And the way that you can optimize this process is understand the behind-the-scenes OCR capabilities, right? So if you think that OCR basically is recognizing letters or phrases and words separately and put that on the editable format, you have to think on image recognition part, right? So if you have experiencing a bad OCR output, probably the most cases, the input is very bad quality. So our responsibility here is to understand the quality of the image and how can we prepare this image before the OCR output. So basically remove noise or correct orientation, translation of the image, or even contrast between letters and the background all this image preparation or computer vision part of the process make a huge impact on the OCR output. That's basically the main contribution of the project.
When you're looking with OCR, what are the limitations on the type of text? Is it reliable for, say, handwritten messages?
That's still a very intensive research on that. You're kind of in the middle point between accuracy and reliability in that specific part. So the first point, breakthrough that you passed recently is about machine text, right? So common text that were typed on machines, it's better to use than handwritten. And right now it is studying and developing systems that are more reliable with handwriting itself. So it requires a little more understanding of computer vision and some key points in the image that can characterize a letter itself that is much more challenging than machine writing, right?
Can you tell us a little bit about how you interact with your customers? Are you sending software to them or are they loading it onto a cloud service and you are processing the data on your side?
Yes, we have two possibilities. One is cloud computing that a customer can use, and it's very easy and simple to scale depending on the quantity of the files that the client has and how fast they want. And that is very easy to trick and simple to parameterize. But sometimes the customer wants to exist something on premises to run in their own servers in privacy, in total isolation. So that's it's all possible too, because our system is prepared to be installed and to be adapted to their own server and their own internal systems. The basic idea of this solution is to not totally, but most of part of their backoffs being substituted or being prepared to use automatic detection, automatic data collection using our Ultra OCR solution, right? So that can reduce drastically the cost of many people just looking at the documents and collecting those data. It would be much faster and much cheaper.
I definitely see the advantage of speeding up the processing of all these scanned documents. How is that benefiting your customers and then their end customers?
Well, I can explain that using an example, right? We have a client that is a bank here in Brazil, and that bank has several divisions for credit from any housing, any other financial projects. And let's say that we have a specific part of the project that take deals of loans. And if a person usually go to the bank and take a loan to buy a car or something like that, that requires several documents from the person and documents from the bank itself. And all those documents are collected and saved into the bank with their responsibility. And that document and that information collected by the bank must be passed to government agencies or something or another company. And that transfer from one part to another is quite painful if you see a back office full of people just looking at the computers and downloading the scanned files and looking at each point of the document and collecting specific information, transferring, right? And that is basically the idea of the Ultra OCR. You can see that part of your project or that part of your company and substitute it with our solution.
So what type of hardware do you use for all this data processing?
Right now, we are using a mixed type of hardware for the model training and the part of understanding the patterns of the image. We require both CPU and GPU. So that's basically to accelerate the training process to reach a stable solution faster. And after that, we're basically using, for prediction purposes, we use scalable CPUs that's running on cloud, basically, or running on premises, depending on the client. But when you use cloud, it's much easier to get the results faster and the results right away just using our training models in prediction softwares, right? So basically CPU, GPU, and scalable servers.
Now, I understand you're a member of the Intel AI Builders program. Has that program been helpful to you in terms of optimizations on your infrastructure and helping you achieve these speedups in processing time?
Actually, Intel have played a major role with us because in the past, first part of Intel interaction with us was when we were developing this whole system and we're facing some struggles on performance, mainly on performance. And we took some advice from Intel engineers here in São Paulo, and they were very insightful and very thoughtful and gave some very good tips inside our system, gave some very good insights. And the second part is basically the indirect part of Intel, just providing the Xeon Intel processor and Skylake processor that basically make a huge impact in our predictions part, because those kind of hardware make incredible acceleration in our prediction, in our contract building and contract reading process that's much, much faster than the usual processor that we have in the market.
Can you talk a little bit about the Intel OpenCV tools and how you're using those?
Yeah, indeed. We use OpenCV a lot in the backside. The basic part of image processing and character recognition and the treatment of the data, that is a pre-treatment before the OCR engine, we use OpenCV a lot. So it's a great help to us to accelerate the processes, in software part, and also attach easily with the hardware part. So it's a perfect match.
Do you ever use OpenVINO? That's also in use with OpenCV.
Yeah, we started to think about this new machinery that is available from Intel. We actually don't apply it in this practice right now, but we are studying seriously to use that in the future practice or in the next version of our own Ultra OCR. That's very good at the advantages for model training and prediction for adjustments in our own backside. And that would be very interesting. We are considering to use that in the near future.
For listeners who want to know more about Nuveo, where should they go on the web to find out more information?
Everybody's welcome to access nuveo.ai.
Thank you, Antonio. I think we have had a great discussion today. This is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
And you're listening to Intel on AI.